Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show.
On the delay today.
On the mark, on the delay today. I'm with you, brother.
You've really turned the corner, buddy.
I am. I'm going downhill so fast.
You used to be young and vibrant and had a fabulous memory. Now you can't even remember which presidents spent money on their own security and which ones did not.
Well, I can remember.
Oh, can you?
I have a mind like a steel trap.
You have a mind like a steel sieve.
A colander, actually. I can catch the spaghetti, but the water runs out.
It's an aluminum colander. That's Joe's mind, baby. If yours is a colander, what is mine?
A sieve?
Right. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. My brain's made of cheesecloth, so anything that goes in there slowly sifts out and makes a mess. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. I've always talked about my cognitive impairment, which is more than obvious to most of our listeners. But fortunately, the playing field is getting more even as Joe ages and his mind slips. This makes it a little easier for me to.
You're the second person today that told me I'm losing a step.
The people who know you best recognize it.
Yes, and my wife was the other person.
I couldn't
remember somebody's name, and she said, "You're losing a step."
You're losing. Well, I don't know if that's evident therein. But, somebody once told me why sometimes we can't remember things that we know for sure. Names, like pet names and so on, because we put them in a part of our brain which is permanent archive, and it has to go through the busy portion of our brains, and we're so busy thinking about other things, we can't get to the permanent archive. So.
And I just remembered something I was trying to remember yesterday. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, okay. Whoa, goody, goody.
See, it takes me 24 hours, but I do come up with it.
Yeah, Joe is what we call Google on dial-up, so right. he can remember anything. You just got to wait for the tones to match up, and then you can find out what you need to know.
Oh, you ought to join my lunch group on Thursdays.
Oh, no, I don't.
Somebody says, "Who was that guy that did blank?" Well, we all sit there and say, "Oh, who was that? What
and
was
you
his
all
name?"
Look it up at the same
and we
time.
All know other things about the person. Like, "Oh, yeah, he used to wear blue shoes all the time. Yeah, he smoked cigars."
Now, does anybody actually get out their phone and look it up?
I do, not always. If we're talking about somebody locally that we know, they're not always Googleable.
Yeah, that might not
be. Is that a word? Googleable, capable of being Googled?
It is now. Yep, it is okay. Now. Well, we were trying to remember previous generations of Snyder County commissioners, and we could remember a few, but we kind of got stuck 20 years back, and then that was it. But we both should know more of them.
Well, that's the name. One of the names I came up with.
Bud Bickart.
Steve Bilger.
Yes. Oh, there you. Oh, that's one you were trying to think of.
Yeah. And I forget, there's so many. But anyhow, that's
was
not
the Democrat that was two commissioners ago before Peggy.
Well, wasn't that Bud Bickart?
No, this is, he's like a business person.
Well, in any event, this is boring to the audience.
Probably is. Trivia ends.
Welcome to our new program, Two Old Men Try to Recall.
Oh, jeez.
Well, one old man and one senior citizen to
that's
be.
That's not going to, 60. I guess I'm well in the AARP range. On the Mark, sponsor.
They got your address, buddy.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we've had a discount from them for quite a while. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please do check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We're going to finish old business first. We did have Mary Bannon here, a Snyder County Democratic commissioner, in the studio yesterday, and I neglected to start up the Text Connect computer, so we weren't able to ask her these questions. Good morning. I'd like to know, is Mary Bannon, if she has a thought on ways to save people taxes in Snyder County? Another listener sent a note saying, ask the county commissioner candidate if she has anything to do with Sealands Grove's high school taxes. And to that end, Mary Bannon replied via email saying, of course, it would be great for everyone to have lower taxes. The services we have are how we support each other as a community. As I always say, we need to have creative solutions by looking at other sources of funding like grants. I'm quite skilled at grant writing and would welcome the opportunity to investigate those possibilities. So that is her response to those texts. Sorry, we couldn't.
You could have somebody can do that.
All right, we got another email. This came to the newsroom on Monday, which is why it's being delayed, but
okay.
Joe can read it now. It
says, listening to your conversation this morning, I get the impression that the discord and nastiness in D.C. only came along when Donald Trump came to town. That's absolute nonsense. The Democrats have been nasty for years, and the mask is coming off. These people are actually okay with killing babies after they are born. And how about the way they tried to destroy Brett Kavanaugh? This doesn't come close to anything Donald Trump has said or done. The difference now is that Trump is actually fighting back. As I see it, Trump loves America and is fighting with every fiber of his being to preserve it. The next election will determine whether this country becomes socialist or remains a democratic republic. It's ugly and going to get uglier, but spare me this nonsense that everything was peaches and cream until Donald Trump came along. And that's from Ben in Middleburg.
When were Democrats and Republicans as divided as they are now? Would you say Jimmy Carter's years
in
office?
No, not really. Not as much then. I mean, they were certainly terribly divided during the Civil War. They were terribly divided leading up to World War II. There was whether or not President Roosevelt tried to force us into the war earlier. You know, he walked a tightrope. There was a lot of debate about the New Deal early on. There was a lot of division over that. The Republicans thought he was becoming a communist or socialist.
And what
so
about
I mean, we've
people?
Had divisions. Look at the divisions during the early part of the Watergate investigation. They were pretty bad.
I thought it was a witch hunt against President Nixon. So for this,
turns out there was a guy there riding a broom. So.
Well, that's another topic. Okay, so, but for Ben from Middleburg, who wrote us a letter, we really appreciate it. I don't know that everybody wanted to destroy Brett Kavanaugh. I think people wanted him to come clean.
I think they definitely wanted to destroy him.
Okay, so you think Democrats want to kill babies after they're born?
Well, I think that's kind of a stretch, but, I mean, they do support some of those no restrictions on abortions. Many of them do support no restrictions on abortions, which would include those after-birth abortions that, you know.
Trump loves America, fighting with every fiber of his being to preserve it?
I believe Trump loves America, and I believe he's fighting with every fiber of his being to preserve it as he sees the way as he believes it should go. I would accord that same thing to Barack Obama. I think he, you know, tried to do everything he could to preserve America the way he thought it should be going.
Next election.
The difference here is that we differ on which direction to take and how to get to that direction.
Right, and all of our leaders in Washington, Democrats and Republicans, enjoy the division. It very much helps them.
And I guess the next election will determine whether this country becomes socialist or remains a democratic republic. That's kind of a stretch, but on the other hand, depending on what Democratic candidate gets nominated, it could easily be that kind of a discussion.
Well, and I think it's too bad that this man believes all of these claims, and it's too bad that Democrats believe that President Trump is doing many things illegal, or is a train wreck of a human, or a buffoon. You know, so the division...
All words you have used in the past.
It goes both ways, right. It goes both ways. Well, no, I'm guilty of this. I think this president is the worst we've ever had. You tell us that actually, by historical standards, that's not true. But certainly the worst president we've had in modern times. So.
Well, he is the most different president we've ever had.
Well, okay. Oh,
you know, people always in the program, some of the liberals who call in the program always say to me, oh, you're talking about somebody, they're no longer president. They aren't the president now. But yet precedent is important in weighing a president. And on one hand, they say he's not being presidential. On the other hand, when you bring up the fact of what other presidents have done, they say, well, they're not the president now.
Right.
Or
well,
they're not president, or they don't want to be president, or they can't be president.
Well, I think, but that's, I think part of that stems from the what about mentality of Republicans. If you say that, well, the president is enriching himself by using his hotels, people say, what about President Clinton? He did something that enriched him in some ways after office. Or if you say, well, this president lies all the time, people say, well, what about Hillary Clinton? She wanted to be president, and she told lies about her email server or whatever it happened
to be. But don't you think that's a valid point? In other words, if you're going to say to me that this man's skirts are dirty or his hands are dirty, and you're going to you object to us comparing him to other people whose hands are similarly dirty, maybe not in exactly the same way, but isn't that important? In other words, if you're saying this man is bad, he should be impeached because he did A, B, C, and D, and other people did A, B, C, and D and held on to their jobs.
Yeah, but all that proves is two wrongs make a right. That's
no,
all
I don't
Let's
think
suppose
so.
Hillary Clinton was as wrong as humanly possible on emails, which is a ridiculous statement that's all made up by Fox and everybody else. It's certainly not the biggest issue in the world. But let's suppose it was true. Okay, so she's dirty, and now we can stipulate that it's okay for the president of the United States now to be dirty, because it turns out that a Secretary of State and a former candidate was also dirty.
But
that makes no sense.
But look at the outrage you see. I have seen so many reports, one way or the other, and one again this morning, where, for example, Nancy Pelosi, when Bill Clinton was being impeached, she had all these things. It's a witch hunt. The Republicans are coming after him. Now, you know, she feels a little differently that she's running the witch hunt. And I saw one this morning where, who's that Southern senator that supports the president so strongly, and I can't remember his name at the moment, but they had a comment from him this morning exactly contradicting what he's saying now. That's why, to me, this whole thing is just political. You know, and I do think, and we need to get to the president's letter, but we have a call. But the letter the president sent yesterday saying he wasn't going to cooperate with the investigation. I watched everybody's reporting this morning, and the big takeaway is, you know, that he refuses to cooperate. He's impeding, you know, the process. He's calling it unconstitutional. None of the sources I saw this morning, with the exception of Fox and Gordon Deal, mentioned the fact that the president is pointing to the fact that in the three other impeachments that were attempted in this country, all of them began with a vote by the Congress of the United States to launch the investigation, except this one.
CBS has been alluding to it. Now, I wouldn't say it's the big story.
Alluding.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the top story actually right now. They updated it 22 minutes ago. White House won't comply with impeachment inquiry. Then Matt Lauer accused of rape. Oh, dear.
Matt Lauer?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's where in the world is Matt Lauer?
He's going to be in
jail.
Right. Than, thank you for waiting a short time. Are you okay? This is on the mark.
Yeah, I seem to have a funny hiss from your machine up there. Can you hear me?
Yep, go right ahead.
We hear the funny hiss, okay. But we thought it was you.
I'll give you a funny hiss.
All right, go ahead,
anyway,
buddy.
Anyway,
let us have it.
I called because you let it fly. I can't believe that you do this. Well, I can because you're a Republican. But what you're saying is, we liberals all want to kill all the babies that come along. We'd like to watch them all die. Joe, that's not true.
I didn't say that, Than.
That
was a letter writer. I was reading a letter for comment.
You didn't say something about how silly is that, or I don't agree with that.
Well, I get pilloried.
I
get blasted for making editorial comments about the letter, so I've just started reading the letters as they are.
Okay, I see. That's the way it goes. All right. Now, here's where I actually called about, was that since Republicans have decided that all liberals are exactly alike, and that we all believe that the same thing, I guess I have to think the same about you guys. And that means that I now know that you don't believe the press ever, because it's the enemy of the people, that you think that there were good people on both sides of a march that said, Jews will not replace us. Jews will not replace us, if you remember that. And you're saying, well, that's true. There are good people on both sides of that argument. So I'm assuming that you believe everything our fiend in chief believes, that all of the liberals are bad. We all hate the country. As Dan always says, and he apparently fell for this, that apparently we want to take over the world and get rid of everybody else. None of that's true, Joe.
Joe's speechless.
No, I'm not speechless. I'm letting Dan make his point. And now
well,
maybe he'll let mine.
Made my point.
Let me make mine. I have never said that I believe all liberals are identical. That's far from it. I know many liberals who have different shades of opinion. I know some of you are slogan shouters who would never concede that anyone on the right had ever done anything even remotely correct. There are others who are more moderate, who can look at a situation and say, yes, I see how you could arrive at an opposite conclusion from mine, and are willing to discuss it with you. I've had liberals call the program saying that they didn't want to argue with me because I'm stupid, because I disagree with them, you know, and yet I can talk to you. We can disagree, but we can still have a civil conversation, can we not? So you're not all alike,
absolutely.
And we're not all alike, and conservatives aren't all alike either.
That's the point I was trying to make, Joe, and I know that's what you believe. The other thing is, I know you're really smart. That's why I don't understand why you're falling for this stuff that the president is selling you.
Which stuff are you talking about?
He's slipping,
well,
too, remember that.
You know he built the wall at least twice now, and he always is saying, well, there's more of the wall built now than ever before. Well, I guess they finally have started, but mostly he was just making up stuff about that. It wasn't true.
I won't argue that point with you, but I mean, I look at today, the White House announcing that it's not going to participate in the impeachment inquiry. And the media, and I honestly think the media is being dishonest about this, the way they're reporting it is saying Trump refuses to cooperate, constitutional crisis, shredding the Constitution, and yet every other impeachment that's taken place in this country at the level of president has started with a vote from the Congress to begin the impeachment proceeding. But Nancy Pelosi won't do it.
You realize that is not a requirement.
You talk about precedent and the fact that this president is not the same as other presidents. But yet, in this case, three times that we've done impeachments of presidents before, it started with that kind of a vote in the House. Now it's not.
In the daily item today, Joe, there's a really couple of really good articles. One by a newspaper guy. He's on the right-hand side of the editorial page, and in the middle is Terry Madonna and his people, and they spell out what impeachment is all about. Be wise to read that. It's confusing, but our forefathers didn't say they have to do this, 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 and this. They said, we're going to throw it up in the air and see what happens.
But do you realize the distinction here? The distinction is that the way they're doing it now, the Republicans have no right to call witnesses. The president doesn't have a right to see the testimony. He doesn't have a right to have an attorney present to question those people testifying against him. American way, Than.
Nor does he have to offer up people to testify in front of them either.
That's not the American way. The American way is, if you're going to accuse me of a crime and try to take me away out of my office, at least give me the responsibility or the courtesy to be able to question the people who are testifying against me.
I hate to use your favorite person's quote, but there you go again. that is not what the Constitution says, and it does not say that we have to do it this way or that way. It says something's got to be done, and that's all it says. And it's not a crime, Joe. It is a political impeachment. It's not used like a crime. You were trying to say they have to face their accused. Well, that's true. If it's a crime,
it is a crime, Fan. You can't remove. You cannot remove. You don't seem to understand this, my old friend. But you cannot impeach a president unless he has committed a crime. You cannot do it.
Okay, Joe. I can't argue with you on this because apparently you refuse to read the Constitution, and you kind of have to do that.
High crimes and misdemeanors. Those are the words in the Constitution.
What is a misdemeanor? That's a traffic ticket.
No, that's a summary offense, Dan. Your lack of knowledge of the criminal justice system is showing here, buddy. A misdemeanor could be something like I steal less than $500 from you, or break a window, or throw something like that. I create a public disturbance. Disturbing the peace is a misdemeanor. Those are crimes.
Creating a disturbance on the Mark show.
Right.
That's what I like to do, because once in a while I like to stand up for we who believe in the United States of America, not in the United Government of Trump, who we have not liked from the very time we saw him walking into 13-year-old girls' dressing rooms without knocking on the door because he owned the product.
What channel was that on? Didn't see that.
I have disliked him since then.
What channel was that on? I don't think I ever saw that video.
You never heard that he
No,
was
no, you said saw. You said since we saw him
maybe it was at the
walk
team.
In. I want to know where you saw it.
Okay. Now you're using another wonderful thing that I like. It's called diversion. We talk about one thing, and then you turn it around to another.
I'm not turning it around. It was your comment. I didn't make the comment. You said, "When I've hated him since we saw him walk into the dressing room of a 13-year-old girl." I want to know where you saw it.
What I saw was the reporting on it, his admitting it, other people saying he did it. So, yes, I saw it in the paper. I saw it on television. Reported that way, and unlike you, I don't believe the press is the enemy of the people.
But you don't believe they ever make a mistake, apparently, that they ever exaggerate something or they ever don't cover the story completely.
Yeah, I don't see as young as 13, as young as 15, but not 13. I haven't found it yet. That doesn't mean it can't be found.
Well, it might have been. I might have my ages wrong, but it was widely reported. Anyway, I just want to call you to task and say all liberals do not want to deliver babies, kill babies after they're delivered. For anybody to say that is misunderstanding, not listening, and using Dan from New Berlin's words that we hate Donald Trump. No, we love the country we live in, and we'd like to make it better. And we see a man making it worse.
But you love him.
All right.
I don't. I can't say I love him. Let me say I love him because he's a human being. I think he is very flawed. And I think that we are going to pay the price.
If he came to your house and was hungry for a cheeseburger, would you give him one?
Well, of course.
Okay, I'll send him up. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much, Dan.
I come from a religion that doesn't make those distinctions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
1-800-795-9565 is the open phones. Yeah, PolitiFact says that he walked into the dressing room or boasted about this. There's actually no evidence that he did it, or no proof. Some of the women say he did, who are now adults, but say they were between 15 and 16 years old at the time. Some of them were naked, and, of course, Trump went through because he owned the tournament or the pageant at the time.
What pageant was this?
The Miss Teen USA thingamabum. He was the owner of it, so he would go backstage while they were getting dressed, and some of them were completely naked. He boasts about that, or boasted. He kind of killed that once he became president. He doesn't boast about that particular thing anymore. But they were 15, according to the women, not 13. Just to be clear.
How old do you have to be to participate in Miss Teen America?
I gotta take a break.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Scared of visiting your local car dealer?
Or even peeking at their website?
Don't be afraid to shop at Sunbury Motors Kia.
There's no scary monsters or witchcraft at SMC. They're a family-owned dealership that's been in the car business for over 100 years. Right now, hurry in for 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia models. Plus, save as much as $5,000 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento S. $3,400 off on a 2019 2019 Kia Forte LXS.
And save an incredible $9,600
off on a 2019 Kia Stinger GT1.
The only thing scary about SMC
is the traffic jam these deals will create on Routes 11 and 15. Your car buying fears aside and get to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offer available to qualified buyers through CAMF. Offers expire 10/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the first third of the program. PolitiFact says the girls were 15. There's no indication they were completely naked. Trump has boasted on multiple occasions that he would go in there while they were getting dressed.
And the other part, that most of the girls there don't remember anything like that happening.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Some of the victims do remember that he walked in when they were partially dressed, and some of the women say they don't recall. One woman who doesn't recall says, but we were pretty focused on what we were doing. It may have happened that we didn't, and I don't remember.
And PolitiFact won't even rate it because...
Yeah, they won't do the truth meter because so many of the remarks from the women who are adults now are anonymous. So if they can't attribute it, they don't want to rate it as fact or not.
So to say the media reported it is obvious. They reported it, and people believe it.
Bottom line, PolitiFact says it's clear that the president claims that he walked in on half-dressed women. At this point, there's no proof that he did so.
Okay.
Women claim he did.
And some say they don't remember anything. Right?
Right. And now that we've stipulated that, what have we accomplished?
Not a thing.
Well, we really appreciate Dan's call, though. That was the most important thing that happened so far this half hour.
And we're going to talk about this letter the president sent to... Nancy Pelosi.
You say we'll be the only ones, but I already know all about it, so somebody must have told me.
Okay.
This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. He's our wonderful co-host. He's superlatively qualified and slowly declining. On the other side of the glass, Mr. Are you okay, buddy?
Maybe the decline is more rapid than you might think.
Okay. And Mr. Rob Sinner, who's at the top of his game by any measure, is our producer.
So. He's lost a step, too, Dixie says.
He can't keep up. Oh, my gosh. On the market. Well, then we're not even going to talk about me. If Rob's falling apart, then I'm... already demolished. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. We are talking to about the President of the United States and the divisiveness that he has fomented and caused in the U.S. Republicans say that it's Democrats who are the worst in the world. We just got an email from one of those Republicans. Democrats say this president is the cause of all unrest and global climate change. So, what's your view? Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Some brief news headlines. City of Sunbury recently received over $500,000 in state grant funding. $400,000 went to repair and remove the old civilian conservation subwall that's at the base of Sunbury's flood wall and replace it with new materials. Some of it will also go to Reagan Street Project. Here's Councilman Eister.
Regarding the flood wall that was replaced, that was a project's in the finished up stage. They're doing some final inspections, and then of course Reagan Street's going to start next spring. We're waiting for the gas company. There's a gas line to Reagan Street, which they're going to remove.
Councilman Jim Eister talking to our reporter. A Penn State alumnus letter to a football player is going viral and being criticized as racist. Our correspondent Mark Sims is following that story.
In the letter to Penn State football team safety Jonathan Sutherland, alum Dave Peterson writes that Sutherland's dreadlocks are disgusting. The letter was posted online by teammate Antonio Shelton, who says in the post, "Explain to me how this isn't racist." Penn State coach James Franklin supported Sutherland, saying that he's one of the most respected players on the team, a team captain, and on the dean's list. Other teammates went online to support Sutherland.
Mark Sims, News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
All right. Is that racist or not? We could probably include that in our discussion.
I don't like your hair. Does that make me racist?
Well,
I mean, it could in this case, but I mean, it seems like a rather small thing to hang your hat on. Literally.
I don't know. I think dreadlocks are primarily associated with African Americans, and I think that's the connection to that. Maybe the guy does have racism. You can't tell, by the letter, though.
Yeah, I think it's funny sometimes when I watch. I love Troy Polamalu, who wasn't an African American. He had this huge amount of hair coming out from underneath his helmet during the years he plays with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He was Hawaiian?
Samoan or something like that, I think. Okay. But, you know, if it's his personal statement, I don't have a problem with his hair. I don't think dreadlocks matter that much. And, you know, I wouldn't call them ugly. They're not my taste, although I'd be thrilled if I had enough hair to wear something like that.
Okay. We do have one decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has declined to take up the case of a former northeastern Pennsylvania judge convicted of what prosecutors said were juveniles wrongly sent to a detention center. The denial Monday by the nation's highest court was the second for 69-year-old former Luzerne County Judge Mark Chevarella Jr. He was convicted in 2011 of accepting bribes in exchange for ordering kids to a for-profit detention center for a wide range of relatively minor infractions. Sentenced to 28 years, he's denied any wrongdoing. A federal appeals court threw out an honest services mail fraud charge, but upheld the other charges and the verdict. In 2014, Supreme Court denied Chevarella's first petition for review. Last year, a judge threw out racketeering and money laundering conspiracy convictions that were part of that case. And a lawsuit is challenging a Pennsylvania county's policy that people on probation and other forms of court supervision may not use medical marijuana, even if they are in the state registry. The ACLU of Pennsylvania filed a case in Commonwealth Court Tuesday that seeks to stop the policy that was imposed last month in Lebanon County. The three plaintiffs argued it contradicts legal immunity provisions in the state's 2016 law, and they're asking an order to halt the policy while their case proceeds. ACLU lawyers say they may expand the litigation over to cover similar policies in some other counties. The defendant is in the Lebanon County Judicial District, which includes the county probation office. It's being represented by lawyers for the Administration Office of Pennsylvania Courts, which declined comment.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565.
Just quickly,
please,
before
go
we
right
go into that, I know we have a call pending, but here's the interesting thing. The letter the president sent to Nancy Pelosi and the chair people of the committees that are investigating him, the letter went on to note that information has recently come to light that the whistleblower who first flagged Trump's call with Ukrainian's president had contact with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's office before filing the complaint. And Schiff's initial denial of such contact caused the Washington Post to conclude that Chairman Schiff clearly made a statement that was false. Multiple reports surfaced this week that the whistleblower had a prior professional relationship with one of the 2020 Democratic candidates for president. On Friday, lawyers for the whistleblower did not respond to questions from Fox News about the whistleblower's possible previous relationship with any current prominent Democrat. The letter added, in any event, the American people understand that Chairman Schiff cannot covertly assist with the submission of a complaint, mislead the public about his involvement, read a counterfeit version of the call to the American people, and then pretend to sit in judgment as a neutral investigator. Would you agree with that?
No, but I definitely think Schiff crossed the line. I think if you want to do a parody or you want to do that kind of thing, I think there's definitely a place for that at a news conference. But at the beginning of a hearing, if you heard his very thin disclaimer at the beginning, you would have known that he was talking about something that is a for instance. But if you didn't catch that, you would never know. And in a way, he's doing what the president and Fox do, is they'll pick out an element of some argument or some factoid that they're opponent has done and raise it up as a significant issue. You know, Schiff's parody should be water under the bridge, but Republicans keep bringing it up, and the president thinks it's the worst thing that ever happened in Washington, D.C. But really, it's about the same as the level of all the other things that they bring up as being significant, which aren't really. Let's see. We talked about Elizabeth Warren yesterday. One of our listeners says Lizzie Warren lies constantly, and she lies about other people to cover her lies. Another listener sent us a note that says the way to take care of the unwanted... Oh, this is about robocalls.
Robocalls, yes.
All
okay.
Right. Well, go ahead. I'll finish it. Or you want
to
finish
right.
it?
The way to take care of unwanted calls is to answer, and when you determine the call is really a scam call, you mess with them until they hang up. It's really great fun. I do that, and my wife gets quite irritated at me for doing it.
Yeah, but who has time for that?
I do. I just think it's fun to toy with them.
And that's why you have a lot of new products.
The latest one is, this call is an apology. Your power company has overcharged you for your power.
Oh, dear.
Please press 1 now to get your rebate and a 30% discount off future electric bills.
Oh. Wow, so they give you a fake rebate if you sign up for a couple of years.
Right, I'm sure that's what it is. You know, you agree to pay their high prices for power for the next 25 years, right?
Well, guess what?
And, you know, I pressed the button. I said, which power company is it that overcharged me? And they didn't know.
Oh, I was going to ask Than if he agrees that the president's doing the right thing to pull out of Syria, which he'll never do, actually, anyway. But another listener did remark on that, saying, good morning. I believe in not being the police of the world. However, President Trump makes us look unreliable to the world by taking troops out of Syria before we promised. He is helping Russia. Are you listening to this? All right, and that clears the text board. There's one big email pending. It's about 600 words, so it'll be a while till we can read it. But we'll take all comers in all fashions. 1-800-795-9565 is the toll-free line. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, you know, I go back to what I said before. The Republican Party didn't start this division in America as it is now. It was Democrats and the protesters out right even before Trump elected, the press that was largely say Trump could never be president, he'd never be elected, he wasn't worthy to be president. And the same day the president got elected, they were protesting with hate rhetoric against Trump. It hasn't stopped to this day. It's still going on, the hate rhetoric, and that's why they keep bringing up impeachment. But the thing is, on the Republican Party, we found our roots back with the Tea Party movement. We were fluttering around the center of the spectrum of political ideology. And we found our roots through the Tea Party movement, and we're right where we should be. And the way I look at it, the Democratic Party at this time are trying to find their roots. And the way it looks, they're finding their roots in total socialism. Now, President Truman dearly was never a socialist. He was a great president. I agree with Joe. I think he was a great president. And I had respect for President Kennedy, who stood up against the communists into Cuba and all that. And I'm sure my parents, I couldn't vote and didn't vote for Kennedy, but they never showed any disrespect. So to answer then, I don't believe that I'm wrong in saying that the Democratic Party, not all Democrats, are becoming more socialist and globalist and one-worlders, and they are sort of finding their roots again. That's how I look at it. I don't look at it as, you know, and I know not all Democrats hate Trump, and I don't believe Than hates Trump, but I just think it's the rhetoric that they're not going to give us our vote this time. They don't want us to have a say. The so-called deplorables.
So how are you going to be?
Think of us.
How are you going to be denied your vote?
They deny it for 3 years. There's been nothing but anti-Trump rhetoric. Trump don't get anything done but defend himself.
Okay. All right. So you're not saying you're going to be denied the vote in the future. You're just being denied the good that having a decent president could do if we had a good president.
We didn't deny the Democrats their vote with President Obama. There was no protest.
So you're saying the president is ineffective and unable to get things done?
You think, well, yes.
He's done so much. All damaging, but geez. Look at the pullout of Syria and, U.S. military stature. He wants to start this outer space thing, so he's going to make that happen. Claims sections of the wall are being built or refurbished or reestablished. 150-some executive orders? It doesn't sound like a president that's been idle to me. I mean, he's done tons of things.
Thank you for your good political ad, Mark. I appreciate that. You're feeling what I'm feeling. But you just think, Mark, what he could have got done if he wouldn't be in these investigations every day. We might have the whole wall up. Our economy would be even better than it is now. And we would have more respect in the world, although most leaders do respect the president, but he'd be more respected. And, you can't condemn a person on their past. I don't know Trump's totally past performances. I hear a lot how despicable he was in the past. I didn't see that as much as the anti-Trumpers did, but maybe I self-blinded a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I think
that's the past. That's the past, Mark.
Gotcha.
Let's look to he's doing a great job. He's done nothing wrong in office. He's done nothing impeachable, and they know it. And the people have to get behind the impeachment if they ever want an accomplishment. And I don't see that many people that want to impeach him. Only a few loud ones.
All right, we got
would
you.
Would like to see the man impeached. So I don't see that happening at all. It won't happen.
All right. Thank you so much,
Dan. Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Okay, you guys have a great one.
You too. Hey,
you too, buddy. Thank you so much for calling. We'll take all comers and all viewpoints. One of the things that Mr. Dan started out by saying is that we didn't start the fire, meaning Democrats never gave President Trump a chance. And from the time of being elected, or probably from the time from being nominated,
they've
been out to get him.
My problem is, and trying to be fair about this, is that in three other impeachments, as I've said, impeachment attempts, they have all started with a vote from the Congress to conduct a formal investigation, which gives the president certain rights. No, they don't have to do it that way, but it's always been done that way.
Well, we have to do it the way we always did it. Yeah, we used to.
But isn't that the way that's fair? You have a chance to question, to present witnesses, to offer testimony.
They'll get their chance.
When it's held in the Senate? Why put the American people through that if it can be? How did Perry Mason win almost all of his cases? He seldom went to trial. He did them all in the preliminary hearings.
Is this the bizarre world or something? Well, Perry Mason wins his cases by cross-examining people. Why can't Nancy
That's
Pelosi?
Right. No, why right. can't Donald Trump have the right to cross-examine those people who call to testify? And I don't. If they had that vote, if they took that vote to conduct the official investigation, and he ignored the subpoenas, then I'd really go after him.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have more about the 8-page letter to say, correct?
We do.
Okay.
And one of our texters says, good morning. How about the Trump administration blocking all subpoenas? They are hiding the truth. Trump has a duty to the people, not the party. Signed, Bob. But Bob...
I don't think that...
He's withholding those subpoenas because they weren't issued subsequent to a vote by the Congress to conduct an official impeachment hearing.
All right, 1-800. And so far, just one or two no-shows, correct? I mean, it's not like
Well, now a couple of them have testified.
Oh, it is.
So some have testified. You're right. Some have testified. Some haven't. But
1-800-795-9565. Call us now.
Scared of visiting your local car dealer?
Or even peeking at their website?
Don't be afraid to shop at Sunbury Motors Kia.
There's no scary monsters or witchcraft at SMC. They're a family-owned dealership that's been in the car business for over 100 years. Right now, hurry in for 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia models. Plus, save as much as $5,000 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento S. $3,400 off on a 2019 Kia Forte LXS. And save an incredible $9,600 off on a 2019 Kia Stinger GT1.
The only thing scary about SMC
is the traffic jam these deals will create on Routes 11 and 15.
Your car buying fears aside and get to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offer available to qualified buyers through KMF. Offers expire 10/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 72 months. That's more for less on E-Max 20S, 20S Cab, and Max 26 XLT Shuttle HST, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today.
Save on Mahindra tractors at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service in Mount Pleasant Mills or hillyridge.com.
See us or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Mark here, Joe here, Matt was here, he left, Rob is still here, Chris is still waiting, email still pending, no texts. Text us at 70236. We got a couple of emails sent to onthemarket@KOK.com. We'll read those in a moment. And we have Mr. Chris on the line. Thank you so much for calling twice now. You've called us early in the show, so we appreciate that.
Well, I don't think Joe's being very knowledgeable or honest, one of the two, about Trump's letter.
I'm just reading the reports that I've got off the news media, and I'm reporting what I heard this morning on Morning Joe, MSNBC.
And what you believe about it.
Well, what is it that I don't believe? I haven't said anything except reading my opinion or reading the stories. My opinion is that he's got a good point.
You've said all three impeachments started with an inquiry.
They started with a vote by
the Johnson one. You may be right on that.
But, I'm absolutely right on
it. I'm not sure that started with an inquiry vote.
It started with a vote. So did Bill Clinton.
I'm not sure about that.
And so did Dick Nixon.
The other thing is that all this complaint about not being able to call witnesses, not being able to defend yourself, because that makes it an unfair trial. The trial's in the Senate.
I didn't say an unfair trial. I said an unfair process. An unfair process. This is to determine, Chris, unless I'm wrong. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. This is to determine whether there is a factual basis to proceed with impeachment. And as part of that, I would think most people would have the right to question, bring their own witnesses in.
Grand juries.
But this isn't a grand jury. This is an impeachment procedure.
It's the equivalent step, isn't it? Not.
It is.
You don't get to call witnesses when they're bringing charges. Now Republicans get to call witnesses.
Right now, the Republicans are saying that they're sitting in the corner. They're not allowed to ask questions. They're not allowed to participate.
Now, have you ever seen a Senate committee meeting where they weren't allowed to ask questions?
This is the House we're talking about, not the Senate.
In the House.
You said
Senate.
Have
you ever seen a House committee where they weren't allowed to ask questions?
Apparently this one. Well, we don't know. This is behind closed doors.
What one? Name it. I have never seen it. Is it the ones behind closed doors? I've never heard of that happening. And they haven't even specified which one they're talking about.
Well, so then the Republicans who are coming out saying they're being denied due process, they're all lying.
Well, where is the vote that denies them? Where is the
Absolutely.
House
where is the vote? Where is the House vote that launches a formal impeachment investigation? Where is that vote?
No, it's not. First of all, they changed the rules.
Oh, they changed
it's
the rules. Okay.
Anymore.
It's not necessary anymore. But is it advisable to do it?
It wasn't the House rules during the two modern impeachments.
So is it advisable to start that way? Is it advisable to start that way, even if it's not required, since it's been done in the past?
And is there any particular reason why it should matter?
Yes, because the defendant gets the chance to ask questions and participate.
No, that doesn't change anything. The vote doesn't change who has the right to reply. The president doesn't have the right to go into
Well,
the
if it
Senate,
doesn't matter, Chris,
and,
if it doesn't matter,
do it anyway.
Chris, if it doesn't matter,
right?
Why not take the vote? If it doesn't matter, why not take the vote? Obviously, it does matter because it provides political cover
because,
to Nancy Pelosi's cohorts.
The Republicans aren't really anxious to vote either. You know that, don't you?
No, I don't know that at all. I think everybody should go on the record here. Let's all go on the record.
But why?
Why not?
Why does it matter?
What? It matters
it
because
anything.
It matters because it tells the American people who believes the evidence the president is bad.
They have
and who,
the votes when they want to do it. If they want to let it go for a month or two, so what?
Because in the meantime, you're denying the president the chance to ask questions and participate.
No. He's not. The president doesn't get to participate in the House inquiry.
He gets to answer.
Would you cut
he gets.
That out?
He gets to
it
put his attorneys there.
Exist.
Then why not? If you're right and I'm wrong, why not let that vote take place? And if the
Did
president.
Did you see Richard Nixon going down if, and asking House members questions during the impeachment?
If the president,
that,
if the president's attorneys don't gain anything by it, then what does it matter? Take the vote and put everybody on record.
Well, and I reverse the question and ask you exactly the same thing then.
But you don't answer my question.
You didn't answer mine.
I just said to you, what difference does it make? If it doesn't matter, if nothing bad happens, nothing, the president doesn't get any advantages.
Okay, if nothing good happens, if it doesn't change anything, then why bother taking the vote?
Because it puts the Congress on record.
The committees to vote on it.
It puts the Congress.
I haven't been able to track that down.
It puts the cowards in. Would you put him on hold for a minute? It puts the cowards in Congress on record as saying whether or not they believe the president should be impeached, whether or not they believe what they've heard so far rises to the level of an impeachable offense that needs to be investigated. That's what the difference is here. They're just hiding behind Nancy Pelosi's skirt. She's trying to provide protection for her members who won in districts that Trump carried by heavy margins in 2016. That's the difference.
All right, Chris, we'll give you the last word. We got a call. Oh, hold on, Bobby. We got Bobby's
saying
waiting.
It shouldn't be political, but because there's a political reason for or not taking the vote, it should be taken. It sounds like that's political, doesn't it? Why make it political?
Well, she's already done that, Chris.
Making it political.
She has already
but
done that.
It doesn't matter because it will be taken up eventually. If they vote on charges, then it will. They'll have to vote on that. The thing is, you're not voting for impeachment of the president. You're voting for an inquiry.
Right.
That would be all you're voting for.
And if I have an inquiry and there's evidence that I can present that would indicate that this should go no further.
Okay, then there you go to the issue of the stonewalling. There is no evidence they can present. They wanted to ask this last guy. The Trump said he can't testify.
The president is perfectly within his rights not to participate in this until they take that vote. And I think, you tell me if I'm wrong.
He doesn't have to participate after. In fact, he can't participate any differently than he is now.
You tell me when the courts uphold the fact that the president's not participating, will you call back and say, gee, I guess I was wrong?
What did Lindsey Graham say?
Lindsey Graham has double speak just the same way Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer did.
I know you know the quote. That's why you won't say it.
Oh,
okay.
I said it. You missed the earlier part of the program. I brought it up. I said they had evidence that he changed his mind just as the Democrats had done.
I don't think you named him. You named him specifically.
Well, I couldn't remember his name, and that's when Mark said I was losing a step or two.
Well, then I didn't know that's who you were referring to.
It was Lindsey Graham, and I thank you for reminding me of who it was. But this just brings up my point. This is a political process, so let's put everybody on record.
Process, so whether they vote or not, it's still political.
But let's put everybody on record. Let's put everybody on record.
It doesn't change his... Well, you keep saying it allows the president to call witnesses. It doesn't allow the president to call witnesses.
It allows his attorneys to be present.
That's Trump doublespeak that you're repeating.
All right, Chris, we got to give you the last word. We got to call our
standby. We gave him the last word.
Oh, okay. That's the last word, then.
That's the last word.
Thank you so much.
You should really check up on the rules. The rules don't make it necessary anymore.
Granted, but if they... What's the problem? Do it. Put everybody
There's
on record.
No problem.
Put everybody
That's
on
the
record.
Point.
Put everybody on record.
You're the one making up
Put
a
everybody
problem
on record.
One does not exist.
Thank you.
Put
Chris.
Everybody on record, Chris.
Thank you.
Let them stand up and be counted.
Thank you. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We invite you to do what I do all the time.
What's that?
Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They'll line your car, wash it, paint it. And you'll have an opportunity to go look at your brand new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln that they got on the lot. Joe can check out his Navigator SUV that I'm forcing him to buy hybrid, so it gets 30 miles to the gallon on the highway. I'll be taking the Kia, and Rob's going to get a Hyundai, and my lovely bride will get the Ford Expedition she's always admired. And we're going to make sure that everybody's well taken care of, and that's what they do at the Sunbury Motor Company. And all of that occurring while you're waiting at the Quick Lane for there to winterize your vehicle. Sunbury Motor Company, premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, and they have tons of vehicles. So Joe has to talk, and then we have to take a break.
Just quickly to Chris's point.
Then we'll be back.
This is from the president's letter, or his attorney's letter to the Congress. In the history of our nation, the House of Representatives has never attempted to launch an impeachment inquiry against the president without a majority vote of the House taking political accountability for that decision by voting to authorize such a dramatic constitutional
step.
So
once again, Nancy Pelosi, fortunately, making a groundbreaking effort to seek
justice.
Well,
Chris said he didn't know about Andrew Johnson, but didn't think the other two did. But I mean, the point is, they all have started that way.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Got some callers standing by. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Bobby's was patient before I made him wait another 10 minutes. So thank you for that, sir. Good morning. You are on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I agree with Joe that all people, pertaining to the case, I'm going to say should be heard from, because in my personal experience of being the defendant in a lawsuit down in Philadelphia with an accident, I'm going to say there was a due process of law which I had to go through the legal department of the Nationwide Insurance Company at the time, and all the evidence was presented with the eyewitnesses of the accident and everything, and in the end there was no case.
So, and you got a chance.
There wasn't enough evidence for pain and suffering. So this way, with the president, I agree with Joe on that. I mean, there should be a due process where certain pieces of evidence should be presented, and maybe in the long run there won't be any reason to have an impeachment.
I guess that's true, but I still think the way the House is doing now is perfectly okay. They gather some evidence, and when the time comes, they'll vote for the formal inquiry, and then they'll proceed. Maybe they want it to be closer to the election so that the president will appear as though he's guilty based on their evidence.
Well, they definitely want it closer to the election, or if not at all, because they don't want to put their House members in jeopardy.
Thank you so much.
Right, thank you.
Bob, appreciate that. Al, thank you for waiting as well. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Well, the big news this week is China, and here we are talking about that. I mean, we have a big trade war going on, so to speak, and they're coming to town, and they still want to talk. So the big news is really China, and this is diverting from it, because I learned to vote early in life, and we vote for fun. We vote for this. We vote for that, and we just vote within the family, and we have to live with the consequences of the vote. If you're, and brought up that way, it's like, okay, I lost that one. Maybe I'll win the next one. And that's the way that people ought to take this. But the big news is China. And if we can't reach a deal with them, I wouldn't be opposed to moving all our manufacturing out of China, because they are a big threat. China, Russia, and Iran are the biggest threats. I mean, they're the ones that say death to America, and they're killing a lot of their own people, and they're, you know, it's a communist thing. So why don't we just get out of there and then maybe move our stuff back to the U.S. or Central America and develop that part of our world that those people have jobs. And just, you know, I don't want to be a nationalist, but you got to take care of your own house first. And we could extend our house all the way into America and get the Americas up and running and let the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians, that's on the other side of the globe right now. And we ought to just worry about our own house.
Our own house is what's in the news today. It's more, yes, China's a problem, but more than that, you know, you're talking about impeaching the President of the United States, which is something that's only been done three other times in the history of our country. That kind of takes front stage, in my opinion.
But it's kangaroo court to this point, and if he gets that across, the Americans are sick of it. I'm sick of it. And if they aren't going to vote on it, is what I said in the beginning, let's do it right. If you're going to do it wholeheartedly, get into it. And let everybody, right. Let it come out in court.
Put everybody on record. Get them all say what
yeah,
they think, yes or no.
Get them all on record, like I keep saying. And everybody that was in on it, they want all this stuff from President Trump. Okay. He'll give you all, he's given it all. He's given millions of pages.
No, no, but now he's
now
saying, he's saying no, Al. He is saying he's not going to cooperate because they didn't take the vote.
It's about time.
Because they didn't take the vote. Now, if they take the vote and he doesn't cooperate, then I would say he needs to be looked at very carefully.
Then you got something.
Yes, I agree.
He's not playing the voting game right. And if you start the voting when you're 5 and 6 years old, are we going to go to there or are we going to go here? Let's take a vote. You got six kids, take a vote. Four say here, two say here, and then the two that lost that time, well, maybe they'll win next time, and that's the way you teach them. And then it's not, it's just a way of life. Voting is a way of life in this country. That's why we all have a vote, and it means something. And he's draining the swamp a little bit at a time, and when they start leaking, they're making noise because they see they're on their way out, and you know you can find the leak because it's going to be evident.
Okay.
And you know who the leakers are.
Who are they? Who are the leakers?
Well, you know the Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah, the Democrats are the leakers.
Oh,
right.
All right.
They're pouring all this on because they're going to go down and they're going to be pointing at each other.
I think everybody named congressman is a leaker, and that's just the way that works out. Unfortunately, I think it's a bipartisan issue.
Well, I asked Keller the other night, I said, are you going to stick up for President Trump? And he said if he goes by the Constitution. And in the Constitution, I guess it's kind of vague about this, but precedents say we got to vote. Let's vote, put everybody on the record, and then we can continue with this, and then it won't be kangaroo court anymore.
Well, again, to quote the president's letter, or his attorney's letter, in the history of our nation, the House of Representatives has never attempted to launch an impeachment inquiry against the president without a majority of the House taking political accountability for that decision by voting to authorize such a dramatic constitutional step.
Right, but it doesn't
yeah,
have
it's
to do
deal.
It.
So it's a big deal.
That's such a ridiculous argument.
Who's against it so they know who to vote for, hence when they send somebody to Washington to take care of business for us.
That's
why we vote for them.
That, frankly, Mark, that's a ridiculous argument. They don't have to do it. Yes, but it's been done that way every other time, and it's a good signal that this is a serious inquiry. And it's
exactly.
We're talking about impeaching the President of the United States, not about a $20 fine for speeding.
Which
and
you
right,
had plenty
and
of those.
The big deal
I have
this
never
week
had.
Because it's still kangaroo court. The big deal is China, and they want to take over the world, and they're getting closer. And you know you got to do something. I mean, Reagan had the Star Wars or whatever it was, and I think that's the way to go because they have a satellite that can go up to one of our satellites. It opens up, it reaches out with an arm. It grabs that satellite of ours and just takes it away. They have that. I mean, they have so much on the ball and so much that they stole from us because we've been trying to build them up for years. And now we're creating our own monster right over there.
And my dad always told me, watch the Chinese. They're the ones that are going to get us. And he saw that 50 years ago, he was telling me that.
Keep talking about Russia, but watch out for the Chinese. Okay.
That's
sound
exactly
advice.
Exactly right.
All right. Thank you so much, Al.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks for checking
people,
in.
Can't trust people who bake fortune cookies, right?
One of our candidates sends us an email.
A candidate?
Oh, you want to do, he's talking about candidates. You want to do text, actually.
The text, yes.
More timely.
One of our texters says, hello, we already have all of the Trump administration Republicans on record for denying almost all the subpoenas. Nancy Pelosi is taking her time to do this. To be fair, I would say, she and the Democrats want to do this right and not rush to judgment. Trump will send Barr around the world on taxpayer money, and we should all be mad about that. You know, if Nancy Pelosi wants to do this and take her time, that's fine, but nothing says that that doesn't permit her to take a vote first and launch a formal inquiry the right way. And another writer says, oh, the same writer, different topic, says, I do believe the majority of the House does support impeachment.
Same
and
topic.
If that's the case, you know, let them go on record and say, I support impeachment.
All right, on the topic of scams, one of our listeners regarding the PPL scam.
Received the same phone calls I did. Well, no, it didn't say necessarily PPL. It said that my electric provider overcharged me. Our writer says, I received three or four of those calls about a rebate on your electric bill. Then I called PPL. It is a scam, and it should be reported to law enforcement. All right, I'll do that the next time I get it. But I actually spoke to the guy the one time, and he said, hello, Joseph, yes, you want your rebate check. And I said, you know, I know this is a scam, brother. Please take me off your call list. But they're still calling.
Hmm.
All right.
Because you answered one time.
Because I answered.
Frank.
Yeah. My phone, I'm watching the spam, and there's so much more political stuff flying into it. And it's, you know, vote polls. And how do you think the president's doing? There's just, I'm just noticing, once you reply to it, you got seven more, and then it's sevenfold, and then you get more. So it's actually, you know, I think the propaganda and all that stuff is starting. Here's my prediction, what's going to happen. And I don't particularly watch Bill Maurer, but he said something. Trump is going to win the election, and he's going to win it big time. It's about the jobs. It's not about the character. And I believe that by the time Trump is done with his first term, by the second term, Trump will reconstruct the term limit of a president. And I believe that the Republican Party is not in control. They haven't been in control. It's the party of Trump. And that's what's happening. And people like it. They like the defiance. They like to see the challenge. And they like the fighter in the ring. And it doesn't matter about morals or character or the law. And we'll just see where this goes. I think we're blowing a lot of air. I think we're trying to uphold the Constitution. I think Congress is going to fail on this impeachment. I just don't see this going much further, because we have really this character, which is not... I saw a sign the other day, and it was online, and it said, a dad's holding his kid, and the kid has a shirt on, and the shirt says, my dad says, don't grow up to be like this president. Yeah. That was a powerful statement for a kid to be wearing that shirt. But we are so divided, and if you grab the piece on the news with Ellen sitting there with former President Bush, it's a beautiful moment, and I wish our country could go back to that. Well, understand it. If you didn't see the clip, go pull up Ellen and Bush.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, we had it on. It's on our Facebook page.
You are aware, are you not, Frank, that the constitutional amendment, the 22nd Amendment, limits the amount of time a president can spend in office to two terms of a total of 8 years. So President Trump can't possibly change that. It would take another constitutional amendment.
And the other thing that Bill Maurer did say is that once the president does leave after his second term, he will still be in control with his Twitter account.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and his son, he wants his son to
and
be the next president.
He will influence his opinion.
Don Jr.
To annoy the hell out of us. Okay.
Thank you. You're probably right. You're probably right.
We'll have
nicknames for everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got Lance standing by, and we got a couple of emails pending as well. We'll be right back.
Scared of visiting your local car dealer? Or even peeking at their website?
Don't be afraid to shop at Sunbury Motors Kia.
There's no scary monsters or witchcraft at SMC. They're a family-owned dealership that's been in the car business for over 100 years. Right now, hurry in for 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia models. Plus, save as much as $5,000 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento S. $3,400 off on a 2019 Kia Forte LXS. And save an incredible $9,600 off on a 2019 Kia Stinger GT1.
The only thing scary about SMC
is the traffic jam these deals will create on routes 11 and 15.
Your car buying fears aside and get to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offer available to qualified buyers through KMF. Offers expire 10/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. Joe, can you read this in a minute?
I can, if you can clear it for me. And it says, looking at the Democratic field of presidential candidates, who has boldly and openly come out against the likes of Ralph Northam and his comments about making the baby comfortable and then having a discussion with the mother about the baby's fate? Which of the Democratic field of presidential candidates have spoken out against the likes of AOC and her new Green Deal? If the Dems really do not want to be associated with these crazy ideas, then where is your candidate? I've not seen or heard of any. I'm sorry, but the people putting themselves forward to be president on the Democratic side, supposedly representing the average liberal Democrat, are okay with things like up-to-birth abortion and even infanticide. They are pushing things like socialism and the Green New Deal and getting rid of our borders. It's curious to me that the subject of abortion does not even come up in the debates, except under the guise of protecting a woman's right to choose. I agree that the average liberal Democrat is not in favor of infanticide and probably not even up to birth abortion. Many are probably opposed to socialism and the Green New Deal. But where is your candidate that represents these less extreme views? It's time for you to wake up and realize that your party has been overtaken by leftist extremists, and that's all you have representing you in the campaign for president.
Oh, yeah. What do you call your president? Holy smokes. He's a rightist extremist and a buffoon.
That was from Ben in Middleburg.
And a serial liar and a serial groper.
That's
and
right. Yeah, just all those things that are not proven, never been charged, never faced a jury or had to defend himself.
He's squeaky clean, except for everything.
Well, he's squeaky. I don't know about how clean.
Right. Lance, you're on the mark.
But I'll tell you what our president is not, and that is a baby killer. And those other folks that claim to be just the most fine and compassionate, altruistic individuals are actually winding up being the most selfish and the most self-centered. I mean, but anyway, down there in our Congress, what they are doing is a smear campaign to cast, to use the wedge of doubt for the next election. You ever hear of like pre-trial publicity?
Yeah.
Well, this is pre-election publicity. They're just getting all this out here so that people will not vote for Trump. That's for sure. I think that's their main objective in all this, because they know they can't win in the Senate, and this is all they're doing, as far as I can tell.
Well, to me, not taking the vote is an act of political cowardice. You don't have to take it. I'll grant you that. But it's been done the other three times we've impeached a president or tried to impeach a president. And now this time we're not doing it. And why? Because about 14 or 16 Democratic candidates won in districts where President Trump carried them by rather large margins in 2016. And so Nancy Pelosi, understandably, is trying to protect her members. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say this isn't a political process, as she has said. It's about the Constitution, and it's about preserving the Republic.
Okay, so she's on a little thin ice there, but otherwise.
Thin? She's dancing on it.
She's going down. Lance, call us tomorrow. Please write down your thought, and you're going to be the first.
I wish I could call earlier, but.
Well, try.
That's quite all right.
I'm over.
We're just glad you're there at all.
And we miss the birds that chirp happily in the background when you call.
Yeah, he's not calling from Zimbabwe
the rainforest.
Or where was he last time? Botswana. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for participating. We'll take up this topic tomorrow, and we'll have some non-governmental topics tomorrow. This is WDKOK Sunbury.